A battle won by a choir singing. Early in the morning as they advanced into the wilderness of Tekoa to battle, Jehoshaphat said, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. These singers went before the army, lifting their voices in praise to God for the promise of victory. It was a singular way of going to battle, singing and exalting the God of Israel. This was their battle song. They possessed the beauty of holiness. Would not more praising of God strengthen the hands of the valiant soldiers who today are standing in defense of truth? The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them, and when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. God was the strength of Judah in this crisis, and he is the strength of his people today. We are not to trust in princes, or to set men in the place of God. In every emergency we are to feel that the battle is God's. His resources are limitless, and apparent impossibilities will make the victory all the greater. Laden with spoil, the armies of Judah returned with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. They had put their trust wholly in God, and he had proved to be their fortress and deliverer. Now they could sing with understanding the inspired hymn of David. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He breaks the bow, and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. RSV. Through the faith of Judah's ruler and of his armies, the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest.